Hello. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Everything Everywhere on Mike. How we doing? That soon. And yes, so we've made it, guys. We made it through almost the whole year. I don't know, it's not the end of the year when it's the summer, but for some people we look at it like that, and that's kind of how I look at it. A couple things to talk about today. I wanted to recap my trip. I made my West Coast debut. I'm very, very excited because I've never been to the West Coast, but you hear so many things about it. And I had the opportunity to go to Las Vegas for couple days, actually over Easter weekend. How ironic is that, going to Vegas over Easter weekend? Like, literally, I was there Easter Day in Vegas, because I don't celebrate American Easter, so, you know, it didn't really make a difference, but I just thought it was funny. It's like, you're out with your family on a strip in Vegas. That's one place. There are a lot of families there, and I was surprised. I was very surprised, because, I don't know, I feel like that's a place that I wouldn't really want to go with my family, especially if I'm in, like, my teens. I saw a lot of, like, 20-year-olds with their parents. I mean, I don't know if they were 20, but I could assume, you know, you can assume. But yeah, a lot of families. I didn't know that Vegas was this big family spot, but a lot of people told me the other way. It's like, it has this thing where there's things to do if you're not a raging alcoholic or raging gambler. So no, I'm just kidding. Vegas people in Vegas were great, super nice, funny, electric. You know, they brought the energy, but it was probably, you know, being in my first time on the West Coast, as soon as you got there, it's just like you're in a different universe almost, because, you know, the time zone is different. Especially Vegas, you walk into that airport. It was the main airport that's probably like 5 minutes from the Strip where I was staying. And, you know, there's slot machines in the airport as soon as you get off your plane. And it's just like you're entering this new dimension of, you know, just, I don't want to say crazy land, but I don't know. It's just, it's weird. So yeah, you get down and then, so the place I was staying was like 4 minutes from the Strip. So walking distance, great. I would go out, I would get a view of like the Spear and everything. And then the Strip was right on the left. Great city, honestly, probably exceeded my expectations. I was a little nervous for some reason at first, like it wouldn't be my type of city, but it definitely is a place that I would like to be when I'm older and to go back. We'll say that, and it's probably, you know, I haven't been to that many cities yet, but it's up there for one of my most favorite cities that I've been to. Maybe I'll do a little city tier list episode coming up when I've gone to more cities. But yes, so, you know, as you guys know, I'm trying to get to more places, and yeah, it was fun. So the biggest thing, you know, the biggest hype, and I had some people tell me this, that I've never tried In-N-Out. When you hear about this place as like the golden, like, this is what you find at the end of the rainbow. Like, everyone is so, In-N-Out, In-N-Out, oh my God, In-N-Out, In-N-Out. And I've heard the ones in California's area are, like, a little bit better, but there was one in the Strip. I went, line was out of the door, so the food was cold, keep that in mind, but I really just wanted to see, you know, like, where does it rank with other, you know, all the other chains. I've had most of them, but In-N-Out never had the opportunity. It's never been in an area that I've been near. Not in my area where I'm from either, so, Northeast. So yes, you know, try this In-N-Out, lines at the door, whatever. One thing I really liked about it, I'll say, is the prices. You know, you look at all these places after inflation, the pandemic, and you see, like, these bootleg fast food places, not bootleg, but you know what I mean? Like, they used to be cheap, like Wendy's, McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell, KFC, Popeyes. Yo, God, I sound like a fat ass. I just listed all of those things off. But, yes, so the prices are higher now. It's like $20 for like a combo at Wendy's, which is not at all worth that money. In-N-Out, same thing, although their combos are worth the actual what you're getting. It's like $11 for like a large combo, and I was just like, this is great. I felt like I was in another country for a second. The food's cheap. I mean, this was great, man. I mean, oh my God. So that was off there. I was like, all right, that's a good start. But, you know, it kind of was a little disappointing, man. I got like a cheeseburger and fries, and I don't know if I got the right thing, or with the wrong one, or maybe it was my experience, but it didn't live up to the hype. It did not live up to the hype. And don't hate me for that, In-N-Out Truthers, but I just didn't really like it. I don't even know if I liked it better than Five Guys. I mean, I guess that goes to show, obviously I was waiting a little bit because my friends were getting their orders, took a while. But for the price, I think my overall opinion on it is for the value, it's good, but I don't think it's anything insane. Like, I expected this, the way people talk about it, you expect it to be like you're like eating gold, like a golden burger. You're just inserting gold into your mouth, and that's how good it tastes. It wasn't that good, unfortunately. And I honestly didn't really like the fries. I know the fries, I like fries with, like, people like the thin fries, people don't like the greasy big fries that Five Guys gives you, but I feel like those have more taste. And I didn't get condiments, which probably was one of my biggest downfalls. But yes, so out of 10, oof, out of 10, I'd probably give it like a 7. And I think what drives up the score so much is just it's so good for the price, and you can't really find that in a lot of places today. And I went in this other food court in Vegas, just random bad places. You could tell by the picture. It was like Nathaniel's hot dog for $20. Like, who, like, I walked out of there so fast. I'm like, are you serious? A Nathaniel's hot dog that I can grill at home for five. I should be able to grill at home for $5. $20. Like, oh God, dude, the food prices are just ridiculous. But that's another rabbit hole I don't want to get down. But yeah, Vegas was nice. And you know how, like, when you go to other countries, you have those street scammers, who walk up to you and try to sell you on other things, like those little markets. Yeah, Vegas has their own of those. And instead, it's these dudes come up to you. And I guess I made the mistake because this was my first time in Vegas, and people were telling me you made this mistake. And kind of have a conversation with the guys, like, you're supposed to just ignore them, like, especially after a while, you get so sick of it. Like, you say no thanks, no, and then you're just completely just acting like they're not there because they're like these NPCs that just keep coming up to you and you're just clicking through the cutscene. Like, that's basically what it is. Like, you have no interest in it. You're just spamming whatever they're saying. Like, you're not, like, whatever. At that point, like the third or fourth day, like, I would say yes, it got kind of annoying. However, so I made that mistake of kind of talking to him. They give you this card, and he's like, yeah, so basically, strip up tonight, boys. Like, free limo when you get there, $40 in the door, free alcohol, you get a free table. And obviously, that's ridiculous, right? That's not a thing. And they keep talking about this free limo, and I'm just like, I have yet to see. And I told one of the guys, I've yet to see one of these limos. Is it the magic school bus that just, like, randomly appears? Like, where is it? Where are these imaginary strip clubs where you only have to play $40 and free alcohol and free limo? Yeah. That's just funny stuff. So that's the one thing in Vegas. It's really annoying. Like, those guys will come up to you, especially if you're like group of dudes, maybe like in your 20s, late 20s. They target you. They go up to you. And yes. So, and then I saw a monk once. I don't know what he was saying, but he went up to me, one-legged monk. He's probably not a real monk. He was in Vegas, walking around the streets. But I mean, maybe he was a real monk. And I don't want to disrespect the one-legged monk, and maybe he'll come back down to haunt me in this situation. But yes, so he was just saying a bunch of random stuff, and I was just eating In-N-Out next to him. And there's a shrine, like, that's what's just insane in Vegas. I'm sitting near a shrine outside of, like a little near Caesar's. And I'm just eating In-N-Out, and there's just a one-legged monk. I'm just like, wow, this is really the Vegas experience. And then I did see, like, there's dudes dressed up as Mickey Mouse. You saw those. And one time I tried to fist pump the Mickey, he didn't fist pump me back, so I just hit him by myself, and he didn't do anything about it. Like, I pressed Mickey. I was like, what is a guy in a Mickey Mouse costume gonna do? Absolutely nothing. And he looked like an idiot. And he's such a loser for not, giving me that fist bump. I mean, complete loser. So yes, that's all. Anything else that I forget and bring up? The spear is so cool, man. Oh my God! Like, you get close to it. I got really close to it, and it's gigantic. First of all, but the fact that it's like a stadium just makes it unreal to me. It was so cool. Oh God, dude, going back there and actually going in there and doing a concert or like some sort of event would be really cool. I just got to go outside of it. There's nothing going on. Easter weekend was fun. I'm happy I checked that off. But it's definitely a place that I'm not like fully checked off because there's more I want to do there, so we'll be going back for Vegas for sure. It's a great city, and yes, no complaints about Vegas. So today's the eclipse, the solar eclipse. Wow, solar eclipse, guys. Don't look directly into the sun. Wow, solar eclipse. Dude, when was the last solar eclipse? I remember people like all saying like, yeah, if you look at it, you're done. You're gonna die. And I remember like it being so overrated, like no one even really like cared. I think I got the glasses or not. The glasses look stupid. They look like those 3D glasses they give you at the movie theaters. Well, I want to see when the last when was the last solar eclipse? And I remember people talking about it. Like what, 2016? Yes, March. The last time a oh my God, what a guess by Willie P. God, hype me up, man. Last time a total solar eclipse crossed Earth was March 9th, 2016. I remember it. 2016, just an amazing year. But I remember it, and I don't know where it exactly was. I just remember people hyping it up and just being lame and stupid. And I honestly still think it is. Like, we've already seen it before, and it's nothing to mess around with, clearly. But yeah, wow, solar eclipse, guys. Like, oh wow, don't look into the sun. Like, look right at the sun, guys. I should give insurance, solar eclipse insurance of people who just look at the solar eclipse and they get blind by it. They got to make this like insurance, because there's gonna be people who don't know anything about it. There are people out there who don't even know what's happening right now, don't know anything about it, don't go on social media or read the news, and they're probably just like, what the hell? And they get blind. I heard like that's horrible. So yeah, you really just gotta be careful of that. I was. It's literally going on right now as I record this episode, so hopefully nothing bad happens. Imagine the power just goes out, the building starts rumbling. Wow, solar eclipse. But yeah, so solar eclipse, whatever. That's happening, and I have some other news, guys. So, I have no experience in comedy, nor I have really any interest in being a comedian. But for the podcast and for trying something new, I am working on a little stand-up. I don't really know how I'm going to do it yet. It needs to be heavily prepared because I don't want to. I need to have at least one funny joke. Because if you make a stand-up episode on this podcast, right? We'll say like 35, 40 minutes of me talking and nothing's funny, you've completely failed. Like, I'm not saying this is. It's an experiment. They always say to try things. And I really do want to be funny in this podcast and bring out, somewhere where people can just, if they're having a stressful day, can relax and listen to some jokes. So, I'm one of those kids who's just unnaturally funny. Like I'm more funny when I'm not trying to be funny. So we'll see how it goes. But yeah, so I think I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna record a visual for it, and I'm gonna record an audio for it. I don't know when it's gonna come out. I have a couple things lined up for it. I'm preparing it. But yeah, so if you guys want to see the stand up, let me know. Willie P on the mic on the stand up. That'll be pretty interesting. I think a lot of people will be like, he's kind of the shy dude, but he's funny at the same time. And yes, so, oh God, all the solar eclipse points, posts, Jesus, wow, solar eclipse, guys, like, nice. I pray for anyone in science class today. I'm sure you have to write like a 5-page paper about it, but five page paper about the solar eclipse. I was just, yeah, no. I guess I'll just announce this here, and I wasn't gonna announce this at all. I was just kind of surprised, but. Let's see, what is it? About a little under a month, I will be going to Japan for 3 weeks, and I can't wait. I've only been outside the country once, and it was Canada, and I didn't really see anything because I think Canada is just like a copy and paste of US. Like, there's nothing too different about it. But when you go to Japan, it's a lot different. Their culture is a lot different. I'm so excited. Probably do an episode like right before about, like really announcing it, and maybe bring on someone who's going with me to kind of just discuss what we're looking for. But yeah, I'll definitely have to record an episode about my experience there. I'll probably make a video about it, about my time there, a YouTube video on the YouTube, so you guys can kind of get a perspective of what I saw and what I got to enjoy, man. I can't wait. I think it's like May 5th or 6th I'm going. If anyone else is going in that time this summer, let me know. We can meet up. But it's gonna be fun, dude. But on that Duolingo, doing my little Japanese, and I actually have Duolingo. If you do a little bit every day, like I know that such a stupid thing, when someone's like, "Oh, if you do a little bit day, practice makes perfect." But if you're like me and you don't like to wait to get good at things, it's harder. But Duolingo, if you really do like a little bit every day, you learn words slowly. And I can name a couple words off the top of my head. I know waters, mizu. I could be pronouncing these wrong. Please, I've learned from Duolingo is kudasai, kudasai. Konnichiwa is actually hello in Japanese, from what I learned. What else did I learn? Gohans, rice, ocha, green tea. Oh God, what else? Come on, Will. Don't be dumb. You put like San at the end of someone's name, so it's like Wilson. I think it's like, hello, I'm Will. That's introducing. Yeah, that's the only ones I remember off the top of my head. It's pretty bad. I have like a 60-day streak though, so it's pretty good. I'm not trying to know. Obviously, I'm not going to speak the language there, but I actually do think if I can, talk to a couple locals, I can definitely improve my Japanese. Because, oh my God, I'd love to be able to learn two languages, another language. That's always been a goal of mine. It's on my goals. So, when I mean learn, probably like be able to have conversations. It's going to take a couple years, but I'm willing to commit to it. And I think going there for, half a month would is definitely going to help. People say to learn languages, it takes them, about a year or two. Yeah, I mean, I didn't think I was going to announce that today, but there's that. So yeah, I'm going to Japan. It's going to be interesting. I've never been on that long of a flight, so that's also going to be a moment I'm nervous for. I'm not nervous for the flight, I'm just how I'll do on such a long flight because I move around a shit ton. It takes me a while to get comfortable in planes, tossing and turning. I guess I'll tell this one story from Vegas, but I'm sitting there, it's about a 4 or 5 hour flight, and someone at the end of the flight starts to kick the chairs. I'm like, dude, what? Like front kicking, basically like, Conor McGregor kicking me in the back of the chair. And it's happened to me before a couple years ago. Like, why is it always me? I feel bad. Cause if it's an adult, I don't. It's weird. But if it's a kid, I feel bad. But I look around the kid, and me and my friend, like, what is wrong with you? And I'm like, because I didn't understand what he was saying, and I was like, how am I gonna do this? Like, his parents aren't sitting next to him, which one is crazy to me. His parents are guardians, nowhere to be seen. So the people next to him don't know who he is, and I'm like, okay, like how am I gonna do this without being offensive? Like, I don't want to be, I don't want to get him kicked off the flight, man, because that's kind of messed up. So I pulled over the flight attendant. I was like, listen, the kid's been, he's been kicking me the whole flight. Not as crazy as he just did 2 minutes ago. He's a kid. I didn't really want to say anything. It was the end of the flight. I was just going to beat it through. I didn't want to get him in trouble. He's young. I understand. He doesn't know better. He's also has some issues, so totally. And then I was like, yeah, I don't know what else to do. And she talked to him. And she's like, yeah, I'm going to have to remove you from the flight. I don't even think she knew. And it's just insane to me that there's just no one around that knows this kid. But he should just not be left alone. So that was a weird flight story. So I hope I don't have that in Japan. I don't know really what I'm flying for Japan. I hope AirMates would be amazing, but don't think the trip costs that. It's an organized trip, so we're doing a bunch of things. I think we're going to like three different cities in Japan. Where I'm staying in Osaka, and then I'm going to Cairo, and I forget the other place, but. It's gonna be great. I can't wait, man. And then we're going to like the Universal Studios Japan. I always love to go to Universal, so going to Japan's version of it should be very interesting. Very interesting. Oh God, I can't wait. I'm gonna have to record, right? I'm gonna have to start. You guys, if I'm doing other content on YouTube, let me know if you guys would see that. Like, if I did an episode of me, a day in Japan. It's not a podcast, but it would be on YouTube. I don't know. I feel like that could be something cool. I feel like it's a one-time experience, so I have to make some content at least while I'm down there. But a lot of it will be off my phone, just really just trying to enjoy it and just learn a new culture. But I mean, it will definitely be like life-changing, I think. You go on these kind of trips, and they're just like, yeah, this is life-changing, man. This trip is life-changing. There's a lot of things I could learn from it. There's a lot of things I could experience. And there could be things that might go wrong that I learned from and I'm able to talk about. So, yes. So, a prep episode, a pre me going, I'm going to record like the night before I go. And I'm going to bring my other friend on who's going to be here. And we're just going to discuss everything we want to do, what we're planning on doing, our goals for the trip. And yes. So, man, really hope my guest will come through Wednesday. It's hard to get people are busy. The year's finishing up here. So, it's hard. But. If you guys want to come on, you can DM me, man. If you guys want to come on the show, come in the studio with Willie P and let me know, and I'll find us a date and what we can do. And yes, so I hope everyone enjoyed a rather short update episode on this on your nice Tuesday evening. And thanks for everyone who supported, guys. Please follow the Instagram at EE on Mike Pod. It really helps me if you could just follow because it gives me more of a platform. for sponsors and stuff like that. And if you like the YouTube version, I'm only doing it when I'm doing guest episodes, because there's no point of recording myself for 20 minutes and updating you guys and just sitting here. There's just no point of, no one's gonna watch that. So every episode in this podcast will be on Spotify and Apple, but for the guests will be on YouTube. So that's where, if you haven't seen this, if you're looking for a visual of this, there is none. Hence why, I save it for those episodes. But yes, please check that out. And I want to thank everyone for the support, and I will see you guys in the next episode. Peace.